We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You may have noticed the front has come through. Get ready for a cooler day. It will be brisk, high in the 50s. Dan Brunoff has your weekend forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Top local stories, Friday, December 6th. Tarrant County is reporting a child has died from the flu. It's the county's first pediatric flu death this year. The health department says the county had not had a child die from the flu since 2015. The child who died had influenza B in addition to other health complications. It's the third Texas child to die from the flu this season. And two women are behind bars in connection with a robbery in Burleson. It happened in November when police say a 71-year-old woman was tased in the parking lot of a Ross store in Burleson. The suspects then stole her purse, used her credit cards. Police are still looking for a third suspect. We have surveillance photos you can check out at KRLD.com. The Dallas ISD puts a bus driver on leave for refusing to let a student board the bus. And as KRLD's Alan Skaya reports, the confrontation between driver and student was caught on video.
Someone took video of the 17-year-old standing in front of the bus near Spring Valley and Preston Road Tuesday morning. He starts with his hand on the bus and moves back as the bus starts moving slowly toward him.
Sir, are you calling 911?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone driving by started shooting video. A neighbor started pounding on the side of the bus and taking pictures of the driver, yelling at him to open the door. The 17-year-old tells NBC5 the driver has left students behind before.
And I know that he doesn't stop for nobody, even though he sees you coming.
They called police, but the teen says he was cited for disrupting traffic. Dallas ISD says the district has put the driver on leave while it investigates. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas school leaders now have a plan to replace three schools severely damaged by the October tornado.
Jefferson High, Cary Middle, and Walnut Hill Elementary Schools were all affected, with Cary deemed a complete loss. The plan is to build a new Jefferson campus with a special wing that would serve as the Walnut Hill Language Academy, combining elementary and middle school grades. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says total cost, about $100 million.
Our insurance coverage will cover about at least a half, maybe two-thirds of the cost. So the question is going to be, where do we pay for the rest of it?
Currently, students from those affected campuses are spread across four other DISD schools. The district hopes to have the rebuilding done in 3 years. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A lawyer for Dallas County DA John Cruzo is asking a judge to dismiss the contempt case that came out of the Amber Geiger murder trial. A judge ordered Cruzo to show why he should not be held in contempt after giving a TV interview about the matter while there was a gag order in place. The motion to dismiss the case calls the gag order unconstitutional. In Forney, police are offering a service to help people really enjoy their holiday season without having to worry about being ripped off.
Police in Forney say there's no need for residents to worry that holiday packages left on the porch will be stolen. They can have their packages shipped to Forney Police Headquarters. They're offering the program free of charge to reduce theft cases this month. Families will need to notify a police department representative to expect the delivery, and people will need ID to claim their packages. The program runs through December 22nd. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texans will soon have another way to get booze for those holiday get-togethers. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission has introduced a new alcohol delivery permit. This one allows third-party companies like Favor and Instacart to deliver to your doorstep. Restaurants and bars are already able to deliver alcohol with food orders. DABC will start issuing the first permits in less than 2 weeks. Governor Abbott signed legislation creating needing the new permit back in May. If you're thinking of adding a new pet to your family, you might want to check out an event in Fort Worth this weekend. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The city of Fort Worth is holding its third mega adoption event from 9 to 6 tomorrow and Sunday in the Cattle One building at the Will Rogers Memorial Complex.
We firmly believe that everybody deserves a happy home for the holidays, including our animals.
Tony Hiller with Fort Worth Code Compliance Animal Control says hundreds of shelter pets will be there awaiting their forever homes.
There should be around 800 available for adoption.
The adoption fee is $10 and all pets will be spayed or neutered, will have all their core vaccinations, and will be microchipped. Admission is free, although parking will be $10. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The frustration grows for the slumping Cowboys. David Burrell has more from the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky passed and ran past the Cowboys.
Trubisky in the gun, inside, handoff fake. He keeps it, runs left, makes a horrible fake, runs dashing into the end zone. Touchdown.
Brad Sham at 105.3 The Fan. That rushing score and three touchdown passes by Trubisky helped Chicago win at home 31-24 and send the Cowboys to a third straight loss. Head coach Jason Garrett said that the Cowboys' effort was there, but good execution wasn't.
I think we played hard. We didn't play well. We didn't play well enough. At different times, we did some good things, but on an overall team basis, we didn't play consistently well enough.
So still in first in their division, the Cowboys are now 6-7. David Burrell, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's time for the quarterfinals in the high school football playoffs. Check out this weekend's complete preview and podcast at KRLD.com. The Dallas Stars beat Winnipeg in overtime 3-2.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.